Siyata Deshmaya, we're going to learn Shkolim Dav Zayin. We're going to start on the last line of Dav Vav Amud Beis. And the Gemara takes us back to the Mishnah at the top of Dav Vav Amud Beis, Moiser Nozir Lenedova. We saw there the Mishnah discusses the leftover coins, the money that was collected for different korbanos. What do you do with those leftover coins? So the Mishnah said that Moiser Nozir Lenedova. If somebody set aside money for the korbanos of a nazir, when a nazir, at the end of his nazirus period, he has to bring a number of korbanos. If he sets money aside for that, and after buying his korbanos, there's still some money left over, it goes lenedava for the kayetz ha-mizbeach to be used to buy korbanos oila when the mizbeach had nothing to burn. Says the Gemara, Rav Chisda Omar, v'hu shekorvo chatosui basoif. That's only true that it has to go lenedava is if the last korban that the nazir bought is the chatos, and we know that the Mishnah already said previously that the rule is that anything which is a chatos, the remaining coins go lenedava, and therefore if he brought all his other korbanos and all he has left over, that means he's brought already his oila. And he's brought already his shlomim, because we saw in the Mishnah, Moisar oila la'oila. Moisar of shlomim is l'shlomim. So if the last korban that he's bringing is the chatos, and then he has leftover coins, then those coins are Moisar chatos. Moisar chatos is l'nedova. Aval I korvo shlomim basayif. However, if he brought the korban chatos earlier, and now the remaining coins are there to bring the korban shlomim, and after buying the korban shlomim, he's got coins left over, it's called moisar shlomim. And then the loch is not lenedava, rather moisron is shlomim. Omer Rabzira. Rabzira argued the Rav Chisda and said, no, afilu korvu shlomim lebesoif, even if he'd already bought his korban chatos, and he was then buying the korban shlomim as the last korban to buy, and the coins that remained after that, halacha, it's halacha l'moshe misinai b'nozir, regarding the korbanos of the nozir, shetia moisra nedova. It's halacha l'moshe misinai, that money collected for the korbanos, or money set aside for the korbanos of a nozir, it doesn't matter which korban is bought first or last, the remaining coins are l'nedova. Continues the Gemara, masnita mesayeya l'dein, or masnita mesayeya l'dein. We're going to have a brisa which is going to support Rav Chisda, and the brisa that's going to support Reb Zeira. Masnita Mesayel Reb Zeira. We have a brisa that supports Reb Zeira, where Reb Zeira said, as Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, that irrespective of which korban you buy last, the remaining coins are l'nedava. It says in the brisa, Eilu hein mo'is stumin. But there's a Mishnah that speaks about if you have unidentified or unspecific money, unspecified monies that were put aside for a nazir, and he didn't specify which coins were going to be used for which of his korbanos, then the halacha is it goes l'nedava. And the brisa says, kol shedmei chatos mu'urovis behen, if at any point the coins that were collected were going to be used also for a chatos, afilu hifrish dmei chatos, even if at that point he's already separated the coins for the chatos, and all he has left now is oila or shlomim, dmei chatos mitoicha, mois stumenhein, then the rest of the coins have those halachas of the unspecified coins of the nazir, which are lenedova. And this is clearly like Reb Zeira said, that it doesn't matter if the chatos is last or not, the remaining coins are lenedova. Masnita mesayeya l'Rav Chisda, the brisa that's supporting Rav Chisda, the brisa goes as follows, Eilu l'chatosi. If somebody says he's got coins that he set aside for the korbanos of a nazir, and he said, these coins are going to be for my chatos, v'hashar, and the rest of the coins, is l'shar nazirosi, is for the other animals that I need to bring, for the oila, for the shlomim, umeis, and then this person dies. This person, before he could bring his korbanos, he dies. Then the halacha is moyalin bekulon. If the person, if somebody then uses these coins for his own personal benefit, even though these coins have been dedicated for hekdesh, and we know the halacha is that a person is only chayv me'ila for kochei kochim. Now, Kotchi Kotchim is only the Oila, not the Shlomim. So if he's got those coins which are going to be used for the Oila and the Shlomim, then he will only be Chayiv Me'ila if he has Hana'ah from all the coins. Because if he only has Hana'ah from some of the coins, maybe he's having Hana'ah from the coins that are going to be used for the Shlomim, which are Kotchim Kalim, and there's no Me'ila. Ve'ein Me'elin b'miktason. But if he only benefited from part of those coins, then there's no Chiyuv Me'ila, because it could be he used the coins of the Shlomim. V'lo Omar im meis yiplu lenedova. Since the Braisa didn't say that if this Nozir dies before bringing his Korbonis, then all the coins go lenedova, and if all the coins go to Nedova, that means that they are designated now for Kayetz HaMizbeach, which is Korbonis Oila, which is Kotchi Kotchim. And if that's true, then there's going to be Me'ila, even if he has benefit just from a part of the coins, not all the coins, because from that point on, all the money is going to be used for Oilois. The fact that the Braisa didn't say that, and said that only if you are Moil in all of the coins, then can we know that you've had Hanor, you've had benefit from those coins that are going to be for Oila, you see clearly from there that this Braisa is supporting Rav Chisda, who says that if the chatos has been already separated, the remaining money is not lenedova, rather part of it is lechatos, part of it is leshlomim, and part of it is for the oilo. Continues the Gemara of Chizda Omar, Moisar lachmei shel nozir. Besides for a nozir having to bring a korban oilo, a korban chatos, and a korban shlomim, he also has to bring two sets of 10 loaves, called the lachmei, the bread of the nozir, and he has to bring them as well. What happens if he's got either money that was set aside for those breads, or he's got the breads themselves that are left over? Then Yurkov, they have to be destroyed, they have to be let to rot and decompose. Omer Rabbi Yossi says, V'yois, what Rav Chisda said is true, because la'akrivay b'fnei atzmoy, just to offer those breads onto the Mizbeach, as one normally would for a Nozir, einat yochil, you cannot do that, she'ein l'chol lechem korev la'atzmoy, because breads are never brought as a korban without animals with them. Lakrivay im naziru sacheres, to bring these breads with a different korban of a different nozir, einat yochel, you cannot do that either. She'ein l'chon nazirus ba'o b'loi lechem, because every single nozir, when he becomes a nozir, he commits himself to bring the breads from his own pocket, not to take breads that belong to somebody else. L'fum kein tzorich meimar, and therefore you've got no choice, you have to say moisar lachmei shel nozir, that the leftovers of these breads that did not get used, yurkav, they have to be destroyed or let to rot and decompose. Says the Gemara, sovereign lemeimar, the chachomim, the bnei yeshiva, they thought to say hu lachmei, hu moisar nechos nesochov, that the same as we just said now regarding the breads of the nozir, the same applies for the wine, the nesochim, which is the wine that comes, that accompanies the korban oilo and the korban shlomim. That if you've got that left over, they thought it was the same halacha, and you'd have to destroy it because you cannot do anything with it. Omer b'yisi bar Rabbi Bun, moisar nesochov kochi kochiminun. No, he says that since this wine is going to go into the mizbeach, it has the status of kochi kochim. And even though the shlomim that they are accompanying is not kochi kochim, but this wine is kochi kochim. And the rule is, says Rabbi Yossi, that v'yiplu l'nedova, anything which is brought as kochi kochim, then the leftovers goes l'kayetz ha-mizbeach, is used to buy oilois, which are also kochi kochim, and that's called yiplu l'nedova. Continues the Gemara, al daite de Rabbi Yossi bar Rav Bun, according to what Rabbi Yossi bar Rav Bun just said now, that Rav Chisda holds that even though Moisar Lachmei Shal Nozir Yurkav, but Moisar Nesochov is Lenedova, then you've got three Chachomim who hold the same thing. Ushmuel, Rav Chisda, Vere Belozo Shloshtan Amru Dover Echot. Rav Chisda Ahod Omron. Rav Chisda is what we just said now, that Rabbi Yossi bar Rav Bun just said in the name of Rav Chisda that the Moisar Nesochim, since they are Kochi Kochim, are Lenedova. Shmuel, what's the Shmuel that we saw in the previous Gemara? The Omer Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi said, Ada no tamon, before I came to Eretz Yisrael, when I was still in Bovel, Shomis koil Rabbi Yehuda shoil la Shmuel. I heard Rabbi Yehuda asking Shmuel, Hifri shiklo, if somebody separates money for his shkolim, umeis, and then this person dies, and what's the halacha? What do you do with this shekel? With this half a shekel? And Shmuel answered, Omalei, yiplu l'nedova. It goes l'nedova. Why? Because the money that was designated for the machtes ha-shekel is going to be used also for kochi kochim, and kochi kochim is l'nedova. Rebbe Loza. Where do we find Rebbe Loza? The Itmar. Moisar asiris ha-eifo sheloi. We saw also previously that the Kohen Gadol, the remainder of his mincha he had to bring every day, the Asiris Ha'ifa, Rabbi Yochanan Omar Yolichem Liyam HaMelech, Rabbi Yochanan said, you've got to get rid of it, throw it into the Yam HaMelech, Rabbi Loza Imer Yiplu L'Nedova, and Rabbi Loza said, it goes L'Nedova. Why does it go L'Nedova? Because it's Kochi Kochim, and if it's Kochi Kochim, it's Yiplu L'Nedova. Continues the next Mishnah. Moisar Shvuyim, if they collected money to redeem captives, and they had money left over, they didn't need as much money as they collected, L'Shvuyim, that money gets put aside in case they're going to have to redeem another captive. Moisar Shavuy, however, if they collected money for a specific captive to redeem him, and there was money left over, L'Oisei Shavuy, you give the money to that Shavuy himself, to that captive who'd been redeemed now, you give him the leftover money. Moisar Aniyim, if they collected money for poor people, and there's money left over, La'aniyim, they keep it for other poor people. Moisar Oni, if, however, they collected money for a specific poor person, then La'ise Oni, you give the leftover money to that poor person, even though he doesn't need it anymore. You had a certain goal to take him out of his poverty, or whatever you're collecting for. You have money left over, give it to the poor man. Moisar Hamesim, if they collected money for the needs, for the shrouds, for the grave, for of the dead person, Lamesim, they keep the leftover money for other dead people. Moisar Hames, however, if they collected money for one particular deceased person, then Leyershov, the money that's left over, is given to his sons, to his heirs. Rab Meir says that Hames, Moisar Hames, Yehimuna Chachiyov Elio. It's not clear what to do with this money because people gave the money for the dead person. He doesn't need it anymore. Can we assume that the people gave the money with the intentions that if you don't need it for the dead person, you can give it to the relatives or not? It's something which is not clear, and therefore munachat shiove Eliyahu, you have to just keep the money aside until Eliyahu Novi comes to determine what the halacha will be. Reb Nosson says, Moisar Ames, if you have money left over after dealing with the basic necessities of the burial, then boinim loy nefesh al kivroi, that you use the remaining money to put a monument on top of his grave, and that way people will remember him, and it's an honor for the deceased person. Says the Gemara, Govur loy becheskas she'ein loy. If they collected money for somebody with the assumption that person needed the money, and then they found out that this person never needed those funds at all, it was a mistake. Rabbi Yirmiyah holds, Meimar Moisar Ames LeYerushov. Rabbi Yirmiyah says, like we saw before, that in the Mishnah, that if you collect money for a dead person and there's money left over, you give it to his descendants, you give it to his children, whoever's inheriting him. So here you've got money that was collected for this particular person. He didn't need it, then give it to his children. Omele Reb Idi de Chutra, Reb Idi from the place of Chutra said to Reb Yirmiyah, Haga Atzmacha, think about this yourself. Derekivnon Elolei, when the people donated money, they donated it for this particular cause. And this cause was not true, there was no such cause. If there was such a cause, and everybody understands that it's not possible to go down to the finest amount, and you may collect a little bit more, then we can say that the Moisar, the leftover, goes to the children of this deceased person. But over here, where this person never needed any money, then they didn't intend to. It could be that the people didn't intend to give the money for the children of this deceased person. You have to give the money back. Omar Lei, Sir Rabbi Yirmiyah said to Rabbi Idi, Ano, Loi Omrus, I didn't say in an absolute level, give it to the children. I said, maybe one would consider giving it to the children. At Minoloch, but why are you so certain? Why are you, Reb Idi, so certain that they didn't intend to give it to the children? How can you be so sure that we're not supposed to give it to the Yoroshim? You're coming against me as if it's 100% clear that you give the money back to the people who donated it. Why are you so certain about that? Continues the Gemara. Tani b'shem Reb Nosson. We saw this already in the Mishnah. The Reb Nosson said that Moisar Hames, if you collected money for a deceased person and there's money left over, you build a monument over the grave with that money. Tani b'shem Reb Nosson, Moisar Hames, Yiboneloi Nefesh al Kivroi. And the Braisa says in the name of Reb Nosson that you make a monument on the grave, V'yaseloi Ziluf al Gabi Mitose, and you use the leftover coins out beyond that to sprinkle wine over the mitah, over the bed, or over the corpse, and this was an honor. It would make a nice smell, and it would be an honor for the deceased person. Continues the Gemara. Tani, ein poidin shavui b'shavui. That if you collect money for one particular captive, you should not use that money for a different captive. Ve'ein goivim talis b'talis. If you bought money to give a cloak to one poor person, don't use it to buy a cloak for a different poor person. However, if the people who are responsible, the leaders, they collected money and they did take money and give it from one talis to another talis, from one poor person to another, you don't need to protest against those people who are doing that. And we just assume that when people give tzedakah to the gaboy tzedakah, that they allow them to use the money to the best of their understanding, even though they should not have done it. You do not need to protest against them. Continues the Gemara. Tani, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel seems to be arguing with Reb Nosson that we saw in the Mishnah and the Braisa. Reb Nosson says that it's an honor for a dead person to build a monument over the grave. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says, Ein oisin nefoshis letzadikim. Maybe he's not arguing with Reb Nosson, maybe he's just talking about a tzaddik. He says that a tzaddik, we don't make a monument over their graves. Why? Because why would you make a monument? In order that they should be remembered. Divrehem hein hein zichreinam. The way tzaddikim are remembered is by their statements, their teachings that are being learnt, taught, and spread. And people say over their teachings, that is the way they're remembered. Continues the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan have a masmich v'ozal o'al Rabchia bar Abba. Rabbi Yochanan was walking, and he was leaning on Reb Chiya bar Abba. It could be because Rabbi Yochanan was quite a big person, as the Gemara says in Brachas Daf Yud Gimel, or it could be because his eyebrows were very long, he couldn't see where he was going, as the Gemara in Baba Kama Kuf Yud Zayin says. Either way, Rabbi Yochanan had to be supported when he was walking, and he was leaning on Reb Chiya bar Abba. V'hoya Reb Eliezer chomile, Reb Eliezer saw Rabbi Yochanan coming, u'metamir le mikame, and he just hid away, he didn't want to come past Reb Eliezer. V'omar alin, and he didn't want to come past Reb Yochanan, sorry, Reb Eliezer hid away in order that Reb Yochanan, he didn't want to come and meet Reb Yochanan. V'omar alin, and Reb Yochanan responded as follows, Tarta milayhu two offences, Hadain Bavla, this Babylonian Ovidle, he committed. Choda, one of them, Delay Shoil Bishlomi, why didn't he greet me? Why didn't he ask me how I was? The Choda and the second one, Mitamir, why is he hiding from me? And it was clear that Rabbi Yochanan was very angry against Rabbi Eliezer. And now there's going to be a number of attempts of people to try and calm Rabbi Yochanan down. Omali Rabbi Yaakov Ba'idi. Rabbi Yaakov Ba'idi, who tried to calm Rabbi Yochanan down, he says, Kach Nehigin Gabhoin, that is the conduct. That was the custom over there in Bovel. That a young chacham doesn't greet an elderly person. And they conform with this posuk. The posuk says in Iyov, Ra'uni Na'orim, that the youngsters saw me, v'nechbo, and they hid, v'yishishim komu amodu, and the older people, they stood, they rose. And that pasuk, you see that the youngsters hide away from the older people, and that's why Rabbi Eliezer avoided Rabbi Yochanan. However, Rabbi Yaakov Ba'idi saw that this did not appease Rabbi Yochanan. So Omar Luhu, Rabbi Yaakov decided he was going to try something else. He was going to try to sort of change the subject in the hope that Rabbi Yochanan would calm down. And he would use the question and the answer that he's about to raise that maybe will actually help him calm Rabbi Yochanan down even more. Omer lo, Rabbi Yaakov Ba'iti asked Rabbi Yochanan, Mahu lemevar kame da'adura or da'arura, tell me. Is it appropriate to walk past this, the idol called Adura or called Arura? Is it, you know, should we be walking past it? Or should we be avoiding it? Amalei, Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Yaakov Ba'idi, Mat palig le'yokor, why are you giving so much honor or so much interest or so much notice to an idol? Avor kamoi, walk past him, v'somei einai, and just like sort of ignore him, and like sort of walk past as if to say, you know, rub his eyes, as if to say, you can't see me anyway. Inayim lehem v'lo yiru. Just ridicule him. And walking past and ignoring them is just a way of ridiculing them. Omer leis, Rabbi Yaakov Ba'idi said to Rabbi Yochanan, if so, that walking past somebody and not greeting them or not responding to them and not taking notice of them is actually the opposite of respect, is actually disrespect, as you said, should be done to this idol. If so, Yois, Rabbi Eliezer, Ovid, Rabbi Eliezer did the right thing. Deloy Ovar Kamoch, he didn't walk in front of you, because the custom was that he wasn't going to greet you, because young people, those customs were that young people would not greet the older people. And if he walks past you and ignores you, that's disrespect. So it's very good that he didn't walk past you. Rabbi Yochanan says, V'oid Ovid ha bavlo. But there's another thing, Rabbi Yochanan said, I've got another reservation against Rabbi Eliezer. Dele omar shmaito mishmei. That why didn't he say over one of my teachings in my name? It seems that Rabbi Yochanan knew that Rabbi Eliezer was not saying over his teachings in his name, and he was very annoyed about that. So it seemed at this point Rabbi Yaakov Ba'idi didn't manage to calm Rabbi Yochanan down, and Nichnasu lefonov Rav Ami v'Rav Asi. Rav Ami and Rav Asi, they now came into Rabbi Yochanan and they were going to try and calm him down. Omru loy, they said to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi, loy kach hoya maisa bebeis haknesses shel tarsiyim? Was there not an incident in the shul of the coppersmiths where there was a discussion benagar regarding a bolt shesh biyodei glustura that has a knob at the end of it, and this can be used as something to pound garlic and to be used to pound and grind garlics and other objects, other food items, and so it's got a status of a kli, and they would use this bolt to bolt the door. And the question was, it's Shabbos, is it muktzah, is it not muktzah? If it's a kli, it's not muktzah. So shenechleku, and they were arguing, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yosi were arguing whether one was allowed to use and move this bolt on Shabbos, and they were getting so annoyed with each other, achikoru sefer Torah b'chamason, until they tore the sefer Torah in their rage. Says the Gemara, koru sol kedaitach, what, they tore the sefer Torah? No, says the Gemara, elo shenikra sefer Torah. They were getting so het up and annoyed with each other that by mistake the sefer Torah got torn. There was an elder there. Rabbi Yosi ben Kisma Shmoy. It was Rabbi Yosi ben Kisma. Omar, he says to me, Hani, I would be quite amazed if this shul doesn't turn into a home for an avodah zarah, because we know kol hakoyis, anyone who gets angry kiilu oved avodah zarah. And Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi said this to Rabbi Yochanan in the hope that he would get less angry. Look what's happened to this shul because of anger. Calm down. V'chozar v'omar. And instead of Rabbi Yochanan calming down, he responded to Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi and says, Hakdein mechavrei? Are you comparing my relationship with my Talmud Rabbi Eliezer, who disrespected me, to Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Eliezer in the incident on that shul? Over there they were two chaverim, they were two colleagues, they were two friends. Of course they shouldn't have got annoyed with each other. But I, Rabbi Yochanan, have every right to be annoyed with Rabbi Eliezer. Nichnas the founder of Yaakov Ba'idi. Yaakov Ba'idi now came in, and he's going to try and calm Rabbi Yochanan down. Omalei said to him as follows: Ksiv says in the pasuk, "Ka'asher tziva Hashem es Moshe avdoi, kein tziva Moshe es Yeshua, v'chein also Yeshua lehisir dava mikoyla shetziva Hashem es Moshe." Everything that Moshe had learned from Hashem, Moshe then commanded Yeshua,
and Yeshua carried out everything Moshe told him to do. So we take for granted that all the wisdom, everything Yeshua had, he learned from Moshe Rabbeinu. Can we assume, or is it correct to assume, that every word that Yeshua said when he was sitting and teaching, he would say, Kach omar Moshe, and say in the name of Moshe Rabbeinu, because it was so important? We don't yet know why, but it seems so important to Rabbi Yochanan that Rabbi Eliezer says his teachings in his name. Do you really think that Yeshua, every time he said the Dvar Torah, he said in the name of Moshe Rabbeinu? Of course not. Elo Yeshua Yeshua v'Dorish, Yeshua would sit and teach. V'yoydin akil, everybody would know, she'Torah shel Moshe hi. And everyone would know, take it for granted, whatever he's teaching us, he's learned from his Rebbe, Moshe Rabbeinu. Af ato, says Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi to Rabbi Yochanan, Eliezer, your Talmud Eliezer, Yoshe V'dayrish, he's learning, he's sitting and teaching Torah, and he's not saying it in your name. Do you know why? Not in disregard or disrespect to you. V'hakel yoydim sh'atayrish shalochi, everybody takes it for granted that whatever Rabbi Eliezer is saying is your Torah, Rabbi Yochanan. Omar Lohen, Rabbi Yochanan then turned to Rabbi Amir Rabbi Asi and says, Mipnima in atem yoidim leratzeis keben idi, chavireinu. Why do you not know how to appease me like Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi managed to appease me? Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, maikule hai, the boy limron shmeitza mishmei. Why was Rabbi Yochanan so upset that Rabbi Eliezer's Talmud wasn't saying the teachings in his name? Says the Gemara, Af David bikesh oleo rachmim. Yes, it's a very important thing, and even David HaMelech begged Hashem for mercy on this point. Shenemer, it says in the pasuk, Ogura v'aholcha oilomim. Echse v'seisek nofecho selo. That David HaMelech was davening to Hashem that I should stay around in his tents, or in the tents of the Torah, oilomim, all worlds forever. The question is, v'chi also al daite shel David sheichai v'kayim le'ilomim? Did David HaMelech really think that he would survive, he would live forever? He knew that from the chet of Adam Rishon, everybody has to die. Elokach omar David lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What David HaMelech was saying to Hashem was, Ribono shel Olam, Ezke, I would like to merit, sheyu dvorai ne'morim b'beis bote knesiyos u'bebote midrashos, that my teachings, my tfilos and teachings, should be said over in the shuls and in the Bate Medrash. And as Shimon ben Nazira b'shem Rabbi Yitzchak Omar, that kol Talmud Chochem sh'omer dvar halacha mipiv ba'olam hazeh, that any Talmud Chochem, even after he passes away, that his teachings are said over in his name in this world, sfosav reicha shos imay bekever, then his lips continue to utter those divrei Torah in the grave. Shenemer, as it says in the pasuk, v'chikeich keyein hatoiv, his mouth is like having a nice, a good wine in it. That the lips are moving even when they're sleeping, even to people who are not alive anymore. And it's compared, to what's happening to the lips is compared to wine. In the same way as a heated mass of grapes, that kivun shemaniach odom etzboi olov, as soon as a person puts his finger on it, miyad doiviv, then the wine moves and comes up to the surface. Afsif seisem shel tzadikim, so too the lips of the tzadikim, kivun sheomrim dvar locha mipien shel tzadikim, as soon as one says over teachings in the name of the tzadikim, sif seisem rach sheisimon bekever, then their lips are moving with them in the kever. And that's how David HaMelech wanted to be la'ilomim, forever. Because if his things are going to be said in tefillah, in the shuls, and his teachings are going to be said, his dvar halacha is going to be said in the Bate Medrash, and tefillah and Torah are also compared to, tefillah is more an olam hazeh, this world concept, a Torah is more an the concept of the next world, chaye sho, chaye olam, the Taklin Chadatin brings some Gemaras here. So David HaMelech, he knew that if Torah and Tefillah was going to be said in his name, then he would be as if he's staying alive in all worlds, in Olamim, and forever. And the Gemara is now asking, okay, so we understand that Rabbi Yochanan, and we already see that with David HaMelech, they wanted people to say their teachings over in their names. Okay, why? So their lips should continue to, so to speak, utter words of Torah even after they've passed away. But Mahano Yeshlei, What benefit, what pleasure is there for a deceased person that his lips are moving? Says the Gemara, Bar Nazira Omar, Bar Nazira, he maintains that Kadein Deshossi Kunditin, it's like somebody who's drinking Kunditin, which is wine with honey, which is very sweet and a pleasure to the mouth. Rabbi Yitzchok Omar, Kadein Deshossi Chamar Atik, Rabbi Yitzchok says it's like this person who's drinking aged wine, which is very pleasurable. That Afal Gav Deshossi Le Tame Bapuma, even when he finishes and drinking, the taste is still in his mouth. Continues the Gemara, Rav Gidl Omar, if somebody said that when somebody is saying over a statement, a teaching from somebody else, in the name of the person who actually authored that teaching, it's important that he should envision the person, the author of the statement, in front of him. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, Ach betzelem yishalech ish. That means that when a person is being led by the teachings of whatever teachings he's saying over, it should be ach betzelem, it should be with an image. You should have the image of the person that you're quoting in front of you. Continues the Gemara. Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, Rav Odom, which is a great man, Yikra Ish Chazdoi, a regular person will call his righteousness. Zeh Shar Kol Odom, this is talking about regular people. V'ish Emunim Mi Yimtza, but to find somebody, a man of precision, miyimtza, where do you find such a thing? And who is this? Says the Gemara, Zereb Zeira. Reb Zeira was very, very particular for being very precise, and it bothered him, and he noticed when statements were being said in a not precise fashion, a not precise manner. The Omer Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira said, we do not need to be concerned. If you have a teaching of Rav Sheshes, to have a gavra mefatcho. Mefatcho really means that he could see very much, but really it's just a nice way of saying that he was blind. And Rav Sheshes was blind, he couldn't see his rebbes, and since he couldn't envision his rebbes, therefore it's very probable, or it's possible, that the teachings he's saying over from his rebbes are not accurate. And therefore, if there's something Rav Sheshes is saying that doesn't feel right, you don't need to worry about that. Omer li Rav Zeira li Rav Asi. Rav Zeira once commented to Rav Asi and said, Chokim Rebbe, you Rebbe Asi, are you familiar le Bar Pasio, with this person called Bar Pasio that you're quoting him? Did you ever see him? That Omar Shmaitzim Ishmei, that you're saying a statement, a teaching in his name? Omar Lirv Asi says, the truth is I never saw him. But Rabbi Yechanan Omram Ishmei, but I saw Rabbi Yechanan when Rabbi Yechanan told me this, and Rabbi Yechanan saw him, this Bar Pasio, and therefore it's reliable. Omele Rab Zeira Rab Asi, one point Rab Zeira said to Rab Asi, Chokim Rebbe, you Rab Asi, are you familiar with Lerav, with Rav, da'at Omar Shmaitza Mishmei, that you're saying teachings in his name? Did you ever see Rav? Did you know Rav that you can say teachings in his name? If you didn't know Rav, then the chances are that the teachings you're saying are not accurate. Omale Rav Adaba'av Omra Mishmei. You're right, I didn't know Rav, I didn't see Rav, but I received it from Rav Adaba'av, and he did see Rav, and therefore it's reliable. Continues the Gemara. Ein doir she'ein boi letzonim k'doir shel David. Every generation has mockers like the generation of David. Ma ho yuprutzei ador oisim. The scoundrels of that generation of David HaMelech, what were they accustomed to doing? They would go to the windows of David HaMelech's home. They would say to him, David, David, when is the Beis HaMikdash going to be built? When are we going to go to Hashem's house? And they knew full well that Hashem told David HaMelech that the Beis HaMikdash was not going to be built in his lifetime. David HaMelech would say, Afal pisha miskavnim lahachiseini, even though they intended to anger me, Yovo Yolai, which is a vow, it's as if to say that evil will befall me, im lo yoyisi sameach b'divrem, if it's incorrect what I'm saying, that I was happy with the things they were saying. Tachsiv, as the Pasuk says, Shir Hamalis le David, Samachti, I was happy, I was glad, Boimrimli, Beis Hashem Neilich, when they would say to me, let's go to the house of Hashem. And David HaMelech was so eager for the Beis HaMikdash to be built, he was even happy to die early, just that there should be a Beis HaMikdash. Ma'aksiv, but what did Hashem tell him? Hashem told him, no. The Pasuk says, Ki yimlu'u yomecha, only when your days will be filled, v'shachavto im aviseicha, and you'll be buried with your fathers. Omar l'Akadosh Baruch Hu l'David, Hashem said to David HaMelech, Yomim shleimim ani moyneh lecha, full days I'm counting for you. V'lo yomim chaserim, there's going to be no days missing. Klum shleimo bincha yibone beis hamikdash elo lehakriv korbanos tzibur. The whole reason that your son Shleim HaMelech is going to build the Beis HaMikdash is in order to bring communal korbanos. You should know, David HaMelech, says Hashem, Choviv olai, it's more dear to me. Tztoko mishpot sh'ata oise, the tztoko that you do, and the mishpot, the judging, the din, the righteousness and the strength of you, David HaMelech, yoisem in HaKorban, even more than the korbanos that your son Shlomo is going to bring in the Beis HaMikdash. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk in Mishli, Asoi tztoka o mishpot, doing tztoka and mishpot, nivchor l'Hashem, is more acceptable and preferable to Hashem, mizevach, than all the korbanos. Hadron aloch metzarfin shkolim, and with this we've finished Perek Beis of Maseches Shkolim, and demir tzashem, in the next shir we're going to start the next Perek.